Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie. And I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
Halt, primates listening. It is I, Numator 479. According to our studies of your puny mammalian race, we discovered you like very good coffee. And while it is our evolutionary purpose to cause you psychic torment, we want you awake and vivacious to give it. So try our new blend from Springhill Jack Coffee, Reptilian in the Morning. Our proprietary blend of lightly roasted cacao husks will have you immediately energized upon emerging from the pain cloaca with all your slippery new eggs. Thanks, honey. Hot, I'm cold-blooded. Thanks to Springhill Jack and Last Podcast on the left. I'm ready to get out there and eat some babies. Get out of the way, Hillary Clinton.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the Last Podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Man, I had one of those dreams last night that I destroyed my favorite pair of sunglasses. You ever have one of those dreams where you destroy something?
Yeah.
Or something fucked up really bad happens and you, like, I was so thankful when I woke up and I was, like, knew then I was dreaming.
Oh, yeah, because then you got your sunglasses back, and it's like nothing happened.
But it's more that I was upset about my actions that led to the sunglasses being destroyed, but I don't remember what it was I was doing. I just remember being on my knees in an asphalt parking lot just going, no, no, and I was just looking at my broken sunglasses, and I don't think I was crying about the sunglasses.
As much as how much of an idiot you are.
I'm an idiot. I'm a moron. I don't know. Have you ever had that? Well, you have a lot of violence dreams.
I have violent dreams. I also get the dream a lot where, like, it's like we're about to go do a sketch show and then, you know, I'm walking on stage and you're like, no, we're doing this sketch. You don't know your lines?
Oh, so yeah.
It's always that. Yeah.
Back in the
and then
day.
I had like this other dream that we were doing a show for a bunch of orphans and they were like in the mezzanine and they were like jumping from mezzanine to mezzanine. Like, they were just so restless and were trying to perform and stuff. And then, like, one of the kids fell and died. And then all the other kids started to jump off the mezzanine and kill themselves during our show.
Welcome to Side Stories. Hey, I'm Henry Zebrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson. He's got great dreams. I love the idea. I don't know why. Mass suicide by a bunch of orphans in the middle of a show is kind of romantic.
Yeah.
It feels like it's a My Chemical Romance, like, music video.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
I feel like it's the kind of thing that happens in Bali.
Yeah. Yeah, once they're done dancing. Once the music stops, the orphans get sad again. So, this week on Side Stories, fun updates.
Lots of stuff going
Lots of stuff going on. A lot of show to get to. Number one, you remember how, what I love, one of my favorite things about Side Stories, which now you've seen, and and I still love it. It never gets old. When we spend about 10, 15 minutes talking about a thing or a subject, and it's all wrong. And then the next day, like, provenly, immediately debunked, torn apart, one of my favorites.
We're only as good as the news we get.
And guess what? The news ain't good, friends. The news ain't good. But Angie Harmon, number one, is a Republican. I was wrong about that. Did not know. That's fine. Whatever.
Who cares?
So Angie Harmon, we covered last week. Her dog, Oliver, was shot by an Instacart driver.
She named her dog after an orphan.
I guess. And then
the most famous orphan.
Yeah, the most famous orphan of all. A hungry child.
Yeah.
Always name your dog after a hungry child. And
can I have some more Instacart driver?
Yeah, that's what happened. And then he was just like, no, this is fucking socialism, dude. And he shot him in that. No, that's unfair to socialism. That's unfair to socialism. But the apparently all that was wrong because they said that the Instacart driver had shot the dog without any provocation. That the dog did not rush the Instacart driver. There was no indication, apparently, originally, according to Angie Harmon, that the dog was, she said originally the dog didn't do anything to the driver. Now it's kind of coming out. There's a police report that immediately came out, said that the dog did attack the Instacart driver lightly.
I mean,
I still think shooting it is overkill.
It's half beagle.
But, you know, yeah, it is a family dog.
Yeah, no, I mean, yes.
You don't have to shoot it,
just because Angie Harmon sucks doesn't mean her kids needed to get their dog murdered in front of them.
Honestly, it might teach the kids a lesson. It might help them. I mean, it will probably create several Eric Trumps. But in the meanwhile,
they're going to start hunting dogs.
They're going to start hunting dogs. And like, oh, I didn't know how fun this could be. Thanks, mommy. And she's like, I'm in Rizzoli and Isles.
I don't know. I feel like I still lie on the same way I felt even with the new information.
Yes.
I still think that this Instacart driver's a bitch.
I just don't think you need to shoot the dog. We don't need
to shoot the dog. I don't care how. If I get bit by a Saint Bernard, I will let it live.
Well, I'll punch it and then run away.
Saint Bernard, so I might kill you.
Let's just move past the dog death.
There's a whole bunch of cops murdering dogs.
We know.
We learned. They're spending a lot of money. They're spending a lot of money on these murder dogs.
Yeah, there's a lot of cops murdering dogs.
I promise you we wouldn't talk about it, but it's a bummer. It's a lot.
It's a bummer.
Hundreds of dogs a year.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Because they're considered property and no one seems to give a fuck.
It's a lot of bad information. No one likes it.
Yeah.
It's really, really bad. It is really, really sad because dogs are considered property, but they're not. They're little children.
Amen.
And they have souls and they dream.
Yeah.
And they dream about us.
And you know what was interesting about what I read about the expose on the cop shooting the dogs is that in the past 70 years, not one cop has ever been killed by a dog. But cops have killed multiple people while trying to shoot dogs.
Yeah. Very
including
bad.
Other cops.
Yeah, this is bad. No, I don't like it. It's hard to make humor from it. But it's not
funny. It's just insane.
Do you know the name of the blog or whatever it was? The so people could read it at home.
Yeah. If you want to read about this.
Get really fucking. You want to get really really upset. Oh yeah, it's on criminallegalnews.org.
Yeah, the DOJ police shooting family dogs has become an epidemic.
Cool. And masks
by
don't help.
Dale Chappelle.
Whoa, weird. Yeah. Interesting. I wonder if any relation. So that's that update. Again, everything we say is wrong the next day. But you know what's not wrong is having Holden McNeely on Side Stories. Yes,
we have
tallied truly some of the, we got a lot of responses about Holden McNeely guest starring on last week's episode, and I'm gonna say
some real polling was done.
Real polling, and I'm gonna say he pulled a squeaker. We're looking at a 53% approval rating for Holden McNeely on Side Stories, which means he's coming back.
Yes,
we're gonna come back. That's a Biden W, guys.
Suck it, you fucks.
Sorry, that's what we're looking for in November, dude. That's as good as it's gonna get. All right, lesser of two evils. Yeah, he did win that. The vitriol coming forth, though, that is anti-Holden McNeely.
It's wild.
It is.
We hear you.
I'm going to put it in the unreasonable category. But for those of you that just listen to it, you know, they get it. It's like, again, whatever keeps his family safe. And if him getting it out of his system on the show does it, then we've already done our job for society, haven't we, Ed?
That's right. Hail his daughter.
Hail his daughter. This is for his daughter. That's why we have him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that next time. The man who talked about a minute and a half rapping about how he wants to cut his own dick off, he's a father and he's a husband.
Yeah.
And so
think about his family.
Think about his family. He doesn't, but you can. So that's another thing. So I guess he's going to come back at some point. Holden McNeely is back on the menu. All right, we got a couple of other updates. A lot of show here. A lot of fucking show.
A lot of things going on.
Another update is Ethan Crumbly's parents, in an absolutely astounding move. This is a once in a life. This might set precedent from now on.
This might change everything.
James and Jennifer Crumbly, the parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly, have been sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison for manslaughter for essentially aiding and abetting their son in his school shooting. So they got guns for him. We covered a little bit about the trial. Watch some of this trial footage. It's extremely heartbreaking. Jennifer Crumbly was too busy getting her fucking, getting trains ran on her in various parking lots to care for her son's fucking mental issues. Mm-hmm. He was desperately crying for help, and instead they bought him a shotgun.
Yeah.
Which, as far as I know, doesn't always make you happy. Like, but at the same time, buying a shotgun, let's save it for innocent people.
Yeah, they wanted to give them 28 months, but they ended up getting 15 years.
Yes, as they should. I'm glad they got the book thrown at them. Jennifer Crumbly is saying, "I will be in my own internal prison for the rest of my life. Before I address this court directly, I want to do something that I have never been able to do. I want to say, I can't imagine the pain and agony for the families. I physically cannot imagine things. I have no mind's eye." That's not true. She didn't say that. "They have lost their children and what they're experiencing and what they're going through." She doesn't add. She doesn't end that thought. She doesn't end that thought at all.
I wonder if the father will end up in prison with the son.
Actually, I don't know. I feel like the father is going to be put in isolation as well. They're both in isolation. Ethan Crumbly's for certain in isolation.
Yeah. But yeah. Why would they be isolated from each other?
Well, they will definitely split up. I actually think that they... SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I don't know. I wonder, because I feel like the Menendez brothers are separated.
Yeah.
They do separate. They do tend to separate people that they would view as being bad influences on each other. Like the idea that Ethan Crumbly and his father would sort of talk about, I don't know how that works.
If I was the father, I would beat the living shit out of him if I saw him in prison.
Of course, but Ethan Crumbly, I think, is an indifferent set altogether, because he's there for felony first-degree murder, where they're going in for manslaughter. So I don't know if they'll go in the same prison system. I don't think it works like that. I think that they might go to a smaller, less security, more like a medium security prison versus a maximum security prison.
Is manslaughter a violent crime? It's an accident,
it's
right?
It's not... cuddling,
yeah, you know
what I mean?
I
it's
know,
not but, a professional like
but
masseuse.
It's not murder, it's not homicide, it's manslaughter.
But it's got a cooler name.
It does have a cooler name.
So I don't know. I actually don't know. That's okay. A very good question.
All right. Well, we'll
I think
out.
A manslaughter is a violent crime, but largely it's about the intent.
Yeah.
Yes. Manslaughter is a violent crime. According to FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting, UCR program, which defines violent crimes as those that involve force or the threat of force. Sure. Done. Done. Don't need you. Side stories. LPOTL@gmail.com. Yeah. Email me about other things. Like, do you have poop stuck inside of your butthole?
Yeah.
Now, what we have.
One thing I will say about the Crumblies is they look like they don't leave too many Crumblies behind. They're fat.
Well, she's just more unpleasant looking. Say what you will about Jennifer Crumbly. She was getting that butthole fucking team, dude.
Yeah.
She was getting out there getting
that
fucking...
James is really tiny.
James is tiny. James wasn't giving Jennifer what she wanted. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He wasn't pleasing her. He wasn't pleasing her. That's why she had to go out there and she had to fuck whatever she could fuck. She was doing it in parking lots and hotels, and that woman is an unpleasant woman. But she might be, who knows? She might kiss like a champion.
I don't think so. She's
you don't
got
think
no
Jennifer
lips.
Crumbly doesn't kiss good? Good?
She has no lips.
Yeah, but sometimes a thin-lipped woman makes up extra for chin action. Slaps that tongue in and out of them.
Man, I love sucking me some chin.
I like a flat-ass chin, brother. another update. So we have another update. A lot of stuff today. We got some great information on Greg Locke. Some of it that I wonder whether or not we should even say. Like, I did get a message. I'm just going to say it.
Just say it. I mean, we don't know if this is true.
Of course not.
But we did get a message about this.
Greg Locke's meth dealer and the person who met his meth dealer and how Greg Locke would continue to proselytize at his meth dealer, which is honestly, that's a good way to go. Because if you can, as a preacher, if you can mobilize the meth community to do your preaching for you, you're going to get quadruple the preaching.
Yeah.
And that's a discount. Amount of gums flapping, because that's street team.
That is a street team. It's a literal street team.
And then you could talk to other meth heads and convince them. I feel like it's easier to convince a meth head that Jesus is real than somebody who's just sober.
I mean, sure, why not?
Because they want out, right?
I mean, if you're a priest and you're giving people meth, that's going to make them believe in God.
cool.
Yeah.
See, that's fucking dope. Right, man?
Smoking teeth for Christ.
Fucking dude, that's what you got to do, friend. But Greg Locke, just for those of you, a little reminder, last week we covered how Greg Locke is a preacher for Global Vision Online Community. That was one of, that's the Global Vision Church is the name of his church.
Yeah.
There's the, I was looking at the online community Facebook because he got a great quote from one of his followers. He runs this little shit ass fucking mega church in the middle of nowhere. They found a trailer of Bibles that was burnt on his property. And we at Last Podcast on the Left are pretty fucking certain he was the one who burnt the Bibles in order to talk about the various fat communist pigs that were burning Bibles on his property. We also know that that's probably horseshit because I got great messages talking about, oh, you mean the field that's surrounded by Greg Locke's personal security team? That's where they found?
Yeah. And it was a trailer, like a giant trailer hitch, which ain't cheap. And then 200 Bibles. It's a big prank. You could have done the same prank with 10 Bibles.
Oh, you could have done one.
You don't need 200.
You just need one. 200 Bibles is like, who are we doing this for? God doesn't care.
No, exactly.
God didn't write it.
Atheists would not do this.
No, atheists get laid.
Yeah.
Atheists have thing to do. Well, not atheists. Atheists are also annoying. I find anybody who's any pure of anything slightly annoying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an atheist, you gotta have it cut. But I don't even really believe in that.
I don't even believe in atheism. Yeah. That's the thing. I don't really just believe in anything besides Portos in the valley.
Amen.
And Satan, the power of Satan, but it would also, the power of Satan would be expressed through the power of baked goods.
Yeah.
Would it not be?
Yeah, I guess I'm more agnostic.
I'm fully agnostic. I'm agnostic about all things. Yeah. I'll give you some.
But you're a Satanist.
Yes, but Satanist is way more of, I view that as a societal position.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a person that, like, because we don't believe, Satanists don't believe in a deified Satan. We believe in the symbolism behind the hypocrisy of the church. And also, it's fun to say you're a Satanist because it still does continue to get people mad in the country, which is all we want.
Yeah.
Because we're contrarians by nature. Sometimes not pleasant.
Yeah. Free Bible lessons I saw on the street today.
I saw those guys.
Yeah, yeah. Free Bible lessons.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, oh, great.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to say I'm a Satanist to them, but then I chickened out. I need to get more Zabrowski balls.
Nah, you don't want any. You might think, too, is that it depends on how you're channeling them.
If you come to me,
I say, I'm in league with Satan. I literally just say those words. Yes.
I'm in league with Satan? What does that mean exactly?
Because to them, it sounds more frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in league with Satan. You know what I mean? But it's also,
I always say, barking up the wrong tree, brother.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But I always listen to Stephen Colbert's advice about character acting. Wear your character as light as a cap.
Yeah, but he's also a God freak.
Yeah, he's a strange. He's got a lot of stuff going on there. I don't want to know his inner life. So we have some. That was not only the only updates we have about Greg Locke. So I got a good message. This is just an example of just some of the people that love Greg Locke. This was a post online on the Global Vision online community, the Facebook group for his church. I recently found out I had a demon in my womb put there by witches to attack my ministry, having babies and raising them as godly warriors. Every time I got pregnant or after I had a baby, Satan would try to kill me or cause a lot of problems, such as give my husband severe depression. Today, I did deliverance on myself with the help of Isaiah Saldivar's video. I felt the demon through my skin. It was writhing under my hands while I was telling it to go. I said, go, demon. I had to be firm with it. I was very stubborn. Satan himself told it to stay. After demanding it to go, I felt something cough, right? It coughed. And then it went still to try and fool me, right? But God said it was still there, so I carried on. Then I felt a release. I coughed again, and then peace. It left me. I feel amazing.
There you go.
You see, again, she did it herself.
Yeah.
She worked it out for herself. But Greg Locke, it's not just inspiring with his words. He's also inspiring with his music.
Oh, my God. You think Holden McNeely has bars?
People thought that Holden McNeely's rap was the best part of his appearance.
Yeah.
And I was shocked by that because it was my least favorite part.
You made him do it.
Yes. And I had no plan to do that. Also, Rob can attest to that. There was no plan to have him rap.
100% on the fly.
It was just trying to get, it was like, it's why I imagine why his parents put a Game Boy in his hands. So he has something to do.
Please shut up.
So now this next video we're showing here. So Greg Locke, he's good. God is good, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Because what we did not know is that Greg Locke was started off life, I guess, as a child rapper.
Yeah, Heaven M.
I hate that. I do hate it. So, but then
Rev Rhymes is his hip-hop.
He did this
name
later on. So this was a video from 10 years ago. So for a while, I guess he tried to revamp his child rapping ways. And then he made a new song. He made this rap called Victims of the Traffic by Rev Rhymes. Only 15,000 views, which I'm kind of surprised by. But here's a little chunk, just so you know. Because you know we like to keep it real here at the Breakfast Club. Five fingers of death.
There are more people in the bondage of slavery today than at any other time in the history of the world. 40% of all of our missing children in America are caught in sex trafficking rings.
Yep.
The average individual that is trafficked is sold for $90.
It's a discount.
75% of them are sold by someone that they know very well.
Yep.
Oh,
shit. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, you know he's
discount
badass
ass shoes.
Standing in a fucking puddle. He don't give a shit.
His shoes are wet and fuck.
There's an evil in these streets, but people, they keep walking. The government is hush-hush and preachers ain't talking. Everybody's quiet as a mouse. Because you don't get concerned unless it happens in your house.
Oh,
I
shit.
See it on the news.
Nothing
all the time
says Nashville like
so
a white
I'm working,
man
I keep
rapping
silent, so I'm busting out this rhyme. It's time to lift the lid on a subject that ain't nice.
Lid.
They snatching up our kids, selling them out like they merchandise.
Kids.
We've overlooked it like a big misplacement. Not thinking about the girls beat up naked in a basement.
What?
There's no hope for victims, only danger. Forced all the time, having sex with a stranger. I know that sounds so dirty, you'd rather turn your face. But you can't sit there silent and still preach about his grace. It's gonna take
I don't
an
think
army
he paid for location fees.
No. It's become an epidemic that's now 30 million strong. My friend, this ain't no game. Don't act like you can pause it. Imagine it's your kid in some dirty dude's closet.
Aww.
I'm not apologizing for being too
I don't
graphic
like human trafficking.
It's time to break the
no
silence for the victims of the traffic.
Oh, shit!
Damn!
Oh, shit. Did we add that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good work,
no,
bro.
But it does end with a giant explosion.
It does. So if you guys were worried about the overwhelming power of Greg Locke and worrying about what he was going to do, like I would be.
Yeah.
Because that type of rhymes, that's what connects to the Zoomers. The Zoomers, I've heard, they like pizza parties. They mm-hmm like rap music. They like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. A lot of the Zoomers, they're really into Pez. Fidget spinners. As long as you really center that,
yeah.
Greg Locke, he's coming for her kids. And we got to be careful because those types of filthy ass fucking honky licks are the shit that fucking gets people radicalized.
Amen to that.
Yeah, so we got to be careful, man.
Speaking of fun priests and preachers.
Oh, so we're done with, yeah, I think we're done with the updates. If you have anybody, has any other Greg Locke information?
I want to know.
Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. I don't like him.
I don't like him, but I'm kind of obsessed with him. All
yes,
of a
you have become obsessed, but that's good.
Yeah.
It's good
yeah
for the show.
Live from your grave.
Ed Larson here from Last Podcast on the Left, and I just got a pair of Raycons Everyday Earbuds, and I can't believe that I actually like it. I never wanted this. I've always been a cord boy. I mean, you know, I'm always scared of losing them. You know, I'm scared of all this stuff, and I tried on the Raycons. Because they're a sponsor, and I tried them on, and I'm immediately sold. I couldn't believe it blocked out all noise from all around me. I couldn't believe it. I was just jamming my tunes, and I wanted to test them out good, you know? So I put on the new Schoolboy Q album, and boy, oh boy, it hit. It hit hard. The bass was amazing. I was really impressed. I've just been listening to these, you know, the ones that come with your phone. I've just been using those my whole life like an idiot. But now I got these things and it's like, oh, that's right. Music sounds good. Raycons offer amazing quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. You don't believe me? How about their tens of thousands of five-star reviews? You ever think about that? Or you could just start believing me. Or you don't want to go do your own research and read all the reviews yourself. But I'm telling you, man, these things immediately changed my life. I've only been using them for like 4 days now, and I'm losing my mind how much I'm really enjoying these. And then I took a couple calls. I'm like, hey, Julie, go in the other room and call me. I want to see how these things work. Crystal clear. Everything was perfectly fine. She had no idea that I was actually using these things. I couldn't believe they worked. They're so far from my mouth. But yet, I sound great. They got 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. Raycons can go with you everywhere, and you will never have to worry about whether they're up for the task. You know, and I know that you got to charge them to make them work, you know, because that's just, you know, science. But I haven't recharged these things yet, and they've been working for days. And I know what you're thinking. You have to do this, Ed. You're required. But I truly like this. I'm going to be using our promo code this Christmas to buy these for everybody. This is the future. All right. We are wearing these types of headphones from now on. So go to buyraycon.com/last today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/last. Buyraycon.com/last. Do it. Be good to yourself. Make someone love you.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow. I just got to learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm going to be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/left, spelled Babbel.com/left. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so check this out. This is from the motherland. A Polish priest.
Oh, budgie.
Tiny bushy, you give me a kiss.
You make a soup from a pair of feet.
A Polish priest is in jail after a man collapsed after having too many erectile drugs at the cleric's sex party.
Holy shit. It sounds like it's Father Diddy.
Yeah. Got him. Oh. Yeah. So, apparently this Polish priest has an orgy at his own home.
That's awesome.
And then he was pumping this dude full of erectile dysfunction drugs.
Look at the smile on his face.
He looks like he's sitting on one right now.
His name is Gursagors Karzak, Bishop of the Diocese of Susnozbie.
Yeah.
Stepped down in 2023 following the scandal. Dude, I don't know why it's a scandal. If everybody's an adult and they're just straight fucking, that's like normal almost.
I think if you need more than one Viagra, maybe don't go to a sex party.
Dude, how many Viagras would you? Because you've dabbled.
A long time ago, I mean, you would eat like a quarter
But you dab. But you.
But I'm also a normal man.
Yeah, and you like did the horny goat weed stuff. You do the stuff behind the counter.
I tried this like when I was like 20. I tried the gas station shit.
Yeah,
and that just made. I thought I was having a heart attack.
Yeah, sure. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever pop a Viagra? I've never taken a Viagra.
I've taken half of one a long time ago.
Does it make you hard instantly, or is it one of those things that when you have Viagra,
it takes like 20 something minutes?
But is it then? Are you just then hard until you come, or can you choose?
I mean, you stay hard after you come, and then you're ready to go again, and then it takes longer to come.
Wow.
Yeah.
But does it it's just hard, and you're like, hopefully somebody's here for me, stick this in.
Well, hopefully you have a plan when you take it.
Yeah, you
can't just willy nilly popping it.
Sometimes they're like, I was thinking about just taking one, going to a movie.
I remember one of the funniest things I ever saw was some kid in my high school took half of one right before football practice. His dick was just like pressed against the cup the whole time. He's complaining about it.
Yeah, I feel like it's something that's not good. What is that? What do you look? Oh, you're looking at the updo. I'm seeing Rob pulled up a bunch of over the counter dick
pills. I'm sure whatever
it's been a while, man.
Illegal now.
Oh yes,
because usually they can sell anything, and then the FDA gets to it, and then they got to change it ingredient or something.
Now this priest who is referred to the guy that was his Tomas Z. Right now, you sell Viagra illegally. Obviously, there is do we know it's Viagra? Or is this, could this just be horny goat weed?
He said erectile drugs. So we don't know that it's actually.
That's called Pfizer trying to cover up their fucking pads, dude.
What is a Polish Viagra?
Trying to think of it. It's like a stick up your asshole. Oh, Big Boy 9.
It's a pierogi.
Wow, look at this.
Oh, it's a walrus.
It's called Male Enhancement Big Boy 9 times. It's got a walrus on it. It says time, size, stamina, no headache.
$55. If you have to advertise no headache, it means it gives you a headache.
Well, just the idea of like, I don't know if Natalie would appreciate me becoming a heaving walrus.
King Kong here. King Kong.
Just the idea of, I think that some women might be fine with the idea of a silverback gorilla pumping away at them. No. For the most part, most women would say, I prefer the genteelness of a man.
Yeah, please. I think Julie's favorite part is when it's over.
No, it's that it even happened in the first place. I think that's important. It's about the journey. Explain it to her the next time. It's just an extremely short journey.
Yeah. So this priest has to pay the victim 15,000 zlotys, which is Polish money.
Yeah,
but which translates to 3,000 euros in damages for having to go to the hospital.
Well, I guess he could have, I feel like this is one of those things, too, mm-hmm. where, like, if it's just adults having an orgy and they have to figure out how to get their jollies out, this could have been done under the table. He could have paid this guy off to the sign. If there's no kids here, I don't blame them at all.
It really seems like it's a victimless crime.
Well, yeah, that guy passed out because he was gave him a bunch of erectile pills, but it sounds like
he might have taken them himself for all we know.
But also,
he just threw the party.
Wasn't he just asking for the erectile pills? Was he saying, more? Need, me stem needs
machu,
more crush.
Machu. Eat.
Yeah, I need more for my testicles. I need to have my penis be punched. And then you're like, all right, Grigor. You know what I mean? Like, they gave it, just could give him whatever he wants, because if not, he's going to drink all the potato based vodka.
Yeah. And then the bishop stepped down also.
Oh, yeah, because it sounds like he was there, but he was.
Like he was there, but yeah, they gave
him
no reason for his resignation.
He has the smile on his face like he's watching his wife getting eat out by another man.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have a wife. He's a priest.
That's what's awesome about being a priest.
Yeah.
Every woman in your congregation's her wife.
Yeah, they don't mention if it was all men or, they just say it was an orgy.
I think it might be dude-based.
I think so, too.
I think it might be I do feel like in Europe, because you remember with Berlusconi.
Yeah.
They didn't even mind the bunga bar. I think in Italy, they didn't even really care about the bunga bunga parties.
They cared.
But I thought they said that they liked that about him. I thought they were like, hey, that's a my spaghetti president.
I think some people were like that.
He like to make a pinch. know how the nono comes. He makes a gnocchi on a butter.
He was removed from office.
Yes. But I thought that was like for financial reasons. I thought it was way more for other problems. I thought the Bunga Bunga party, they all kind of understood. I thought Bunga Bunga parties was a thing that was happening across the boot.
Yeah, I think so as well.
I don't know.
But we don't know for sure.
I don't know for certain.
Don't know for sure. But we do know that this Polish priest was throwing rectum parties in a rectory.
I think that should be, if everyone's a consenting adult, I think it should be allowed and celebrated in a European fashion, which is having a cigarette for breakfast.
Have you ever seen like a priest domicile, like where they live? It's like dorms. Kind
yeah, it's
of.
Horrible.
Yeah, and it's basically they just have a bed and a dresser.
Yeah, all it is a secret keeping closet.
Yeah. Yes. So I mean, I imagine it's good for sex.
Do you really? I mean.
It's just a bed. What else are they going to do in the room?
I have a light nun thing, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have to. But more so, I just want.
Too baggy.
Yeah, but you know, I don't get none of there.
Yeah.
But the idea of being horny in a rectory, like, look at this man. Look at this pedophile. Yeah. There's this man who's sitting here, priests and nuns. He's sitting on his little cot. He's got his little thing. I hate this man. I look at him. He's got a little checkerboard little thing. He's sitting here. I don't like a priest out of costume. Yeah. Don't lie to me. It's like a police officer. I should be able to say, are you a priest? And then you have to tell me, even though that's also a myth.
I also don't want to see your socks.
Never.
If I see your socks, I know you're a priest.
I know you're a fucking priest. All right, we got some other stuff here. Yeah. That's a horrible story. I think it's
pure. I feel like this guy was, you know, basically they're just in trouble for the drugs.
Yes, and I think if you were in Europe, you should encourage your priest to have sex with adults.
All priests should fuck adults.
Love that.
I think we're on this.
I think we can lift the entire idea of celibacy, but I don't know why we're not there yet.
Or, you know, you could also have women be priests.
Blech.
You're not going to church. You don't give a shit.
Who cares about having ladies in there? Honestly, I think women, there are some women priests.
Not Catholic.
I thought they won some. I thought there was
There's you know, Baptists and shit like that. But yeah. Catholicism doesn't allow, that's why they're all nuns.
I know. And then they surprise why they attract a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah, exactly. And now there's no nuns. They're losing nuns.
Nuns
no
aren't
one's
fun.
Signing up. We're going to see the end of nuns in our lifetime.
I hope that we do.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the end of nuns. I dislike nuns.
What's the point of doing it?
What do you mean?
Don't even get to preach.
Yeah, you get nothing out of it. There's no
you
like.
You get nothing out of
you
it.
You get nothing out of it.
You just have to like mop the floors all day.
Well, it does help if you're just kind of, I feel like if you're a strange person, and I think that it's good for you to have a kind of structured environment for you to go be in. I think that anybody that chooses that type of like truly restrictive monastic experience is probably on the whole deeply unsatisfied with life or themselves or something else going on, looking for purpose. I do think that some people do believe in the higher calling aspect, but then they're trapped inside of an extremely corrupt system. And then they go there. And I just think a lot of nuns are just fucking just mean.
Oh, I know that for a fact.
And I am famous for a line where I said all nuns are lesbians, but I actually think that some of them are also pedophiles.
There you go.
Isn't that fun?
There you go. I got hit by a nun. Dolores. She's fucking dead.
All right, here we go. We got another great story. Now, I thought this story was fascinating, and it's very, very interesting because we covered a little bit with Natalia Grace, and we talked about how the government, it's wild that the government almost has magical properties over our identities and how if the government decides, like Natalia Grace, the government just decided she was 22 and then it's done. It has now happened. Legally, magically, she is transformed from a little girl to a 22 years old person. And it's interesting, but it's also, it works with identities. You can squat on an identity like you would squat on a piece of property.
Oh, I love this story.
And you could, Scott, like, there's a way to do this. And this is an example of, like, how the legal loopholes that go around the esoteric nature of literally our names and identities, like, how they can make decisions that, like, affect who you are as a human being. And because it's on a piece of paper, it has now become, like, real.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
This is probably the most extreme case of identity theft I've ever heard of.
Well, it's also because of it's kind of like a ramp up, and it's like nothing fully, like how do you put it, over the top bad happened until the very end. And then it just started spiraling. So this was a high level Iowa hospital systems administrator by the name of Matthew Kearns was admitted to stealing a coworker's identity and posing as William Donald Woods for more than 30 years.
Yeah, and he was able to get away with it because William Donald Woods became homeless.
No, it's wild. So just here we go. Remember this. So Matthew Kearns is the guy. who's now being prosecuted for identity theft.
Yeah.
The man whose identity he stole was a man by the name of William Donald Woods.
Billy Woods.
They met.
Hip, great rapper.
Great rap name. They met while they were working at a hot dog stand. Now, this happened, it was about 1988. They worked together at a hot dog stand in New Mexico. From then on.
No way it was good.
What are you talking about? Street meat? Albuquerque street meat? Yum, yum. But William, this guy, Kieran's is going to face, he could face up to 32 years in prison for this, and he must pay a $1.25 million fine. So he worked with this guy, worked with William, Billy Woods, at a hot dog stand. And then he then would use Billy Woods' name and likeness, identity, in every single aspect of his life, in every way,
yeah,
since 1988 until now. Employment, insurance, he got a social security number, a driver's license, titles, loans, credit. Basically, what found out is that William Donald Woods didn't know that someone stole his identity until he was already on the street. And then he found out by, like, you know, because a lot of homeless guys still, like, will have bank accounts, but like their, yeah, guys are like, they still have a life. They're still a human being. And so he went in and he found out that he was in $150,000 in debt. And he's like, I have a grocery cart.
There is no way I'm $150,000.
I would have seen some of that cash.
Yeah. And so, yeah, $130,000, but not that that matters. When, yeah, you're, you know, $100 is, you know, $1,000 at that
point. It started in 1990, where the Kierans was working at a newspaper carrier for the, as working as a newspaper carrier for the Denver Post. And that's when he first got an ID in Woods' name. The next year, Kierans bought a vehicle for $600.
Ugh,
remember back in the day?
Oh, my God.
You remember?
Man, I sold a car for $75 one time.
Yeah, yeah, woo.
The Tempo.
Wow. Oh, yeah, the one that was stuck in Holden's parking lot for, yeah, for, yeah, months, yeah, where it was like the last time you parked it, and you're like, now it lives here.
Yeah. Lost a lot of good t-shirts in that.
Yep. And so he came forward. So that happened, and he realized he bought this car, and then his checks bounced. So Kieran's was already being shady. The checks bounced. He then took that stolen vehicle. He stole a video that he basically ran with after his checks bounced.
Yeah.
And then the car broke down and he abandoned it. And there was immediately an arrest warrant in Woods' name. So this immediately happened. He immediately made Woods a criminal by leaving this thing behind. It was crazy. And then he then got a job together. He created a fake resume. This is the power of a fake resume.
Yes.
I'm actually going to say this as advice. Lie more.
You think
on
so?
Your resume.
I hate fake it till you make it.
The problem is
that's how fucking the wrong foot gets cut off.
As long as it's not in a hospital, at the insurance company, like, think about where you're going. If you're going to go work for a graphic designer, you can lie.
You think
if
so?
You're going to go work for a media company.
If I got a shitty graphic back, I'd be mad.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't find out until you get the first paycheck and then you go. You run away. The key is how long can you keep the grift going? But then the grift, slowly but surely, turns into a job. If you can swing it. You just have to be good. The first couple of weeks is super crucial.
Yeah, and then you go up to your coworker and be like, hey,
you do that. Yeah, and then something happens. But just if it's not, like, not what this guy did. So Kieran's managed to fraudulently obtain Woods' birth certificate, which you can do, by having now set up a bunch of various things because he got, yeah, some car loans, he got some stuff. He then got a job faking an entire resume as a high-level administrator in the hospital's information technology department. This is for the Iowa City Hospital. Over the next decade, he would earn $700,000 in that role as a legit just guy working in the IT department.
While the actual Woods is homeless.
He is homeless. Kieran's, he uses his Woods name, social security, date of birth. He got 8 vehicle and personal loans from 2 different credit unions. And then he just realized, showed up one day that now the real Woods gets this notice that he's $130,000 in debt.
Yeah.
He then goes like, well, this isn't me.
He's like, here's my social security card. Here's my California ID card.
And essentially they're like, well, this other guy was already you first. So that guy's you.
Well, and he went to the bank and then he presented all this and he's like, listen, this ain't me. And then the bank called up Kieran's and then asked him the security questions.
Yes.
And then, of course, he answered them,
right? Because he created all the security questions.
And they fucking put Woods in jail.
Yeah, dude. For being himself. And so
428 days.
Yes. He went into prison. The dude fucking, like, This is crazy what you, as long as you have no conscience, there's so many things that you can get away with. Because he did it first. He got Woods detained in a publicly funded California mental hospital because he said, this guy's harassing me. Yeah. I'm obviously Billy Woods. This guy is faking it. Blah, blah, blah. And then finally, this guy's in jail. Someone finally listens to this guy. He gets out. He's back to being homeless
again. LAPD failed. Who comes in? Iowa.
But Iowa had to go. So this guy.
Private investigator.
A private investigator gets involved. Eventually somebody's like, we got to look into this. And this private investigator tests the original Woods' DNA against his father's DNA. And they got the actual evidence of this is this man.
Yeah.
It is wild. Dude.
Also, Kieran's fucked up because he used a different middle name a couple times for some reason.
But if you start all of the accounts, it is so difficult for all of that to get unwrapped. Because when after Woods, the original Woods, got out of jail for being himself,
15 months or so,
he was told, your name is now Matthew Kearns. You are this guy. You are not you. And it was for a while, and it finally all got unpacked. And so now he's in jail.
They got the right guy in jail.
Matthew Kearns is in jail, and he has to pay everybody all the fucking money that
he
has
stolen. But
he
doesn't have it. He's a fucking crook.
And that's the key to being a crook of how, in the very end, how you get away altogether is by then claiming like you don't have the money. Like a certain president we used to have, where you just go and then you say you don't have this money, and then you're like, can you squeeze blood from a stone, sir? You have to like do that shit.
Man, I feel so bad for the real Woods, man.
That's crazy.
I hope someone takes care of him.
But it's nice is that when the detective cornered Kieran's, the first thing that Kieran said, the guy who stole the identity, was, my life is over. Everything is gone.
Yeah, no. He had nothing. He knew he was fucking done.
Yeah, man. He's a piece of shit.
Man, I will say, that's a wide neck. He's a big man with a big head, and somehow that neck... it's wider than his head.
I think
he looks like he could swallow his own head.
He has, to be frank, he looks like a thin head.
Yeah,
he has a very thin head. He is a thumb based person.
Yeah,
that is a thumb man, and he's gonna do well in jail.
Oh,
I think he's gonna do very, very well in jail.
Yeah, he'll go in under the name Adolf Hitler. Sure.
Live from your grave.
No matter what kind of work you do, how you communicate is key. All those emails, reports, and presentations are equally important to the collaboration needed to get things done. And Grammarly can help. Grammarly is your AI writing partner to help you communicate more effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact at work. And isn't that what matters most? Better writing means a stronger impact. Grammarly works across 500,000 apps and websites. You can't escape it. Like the ever-pervasive octopus of malice that is the NSA. Grammarly is watching your every move, making sure that you're doing it right. Data privacy and security are woven into the foundation of Grammarly, into the very essence of its nature. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner, and it helps your team make their point and move faster, because that's the key there. Work smarter, not harder. Yes, Grammarly. You know how many times it saves me from writing a long, rambling, one-sentence email at 4 o'clock in the morning to my beloved employees? Makes me sound like someone who doesn't just have a BA in theater. All right? I was taught how to be a tree. I was not taught how to survive as an adult. All right? My job was to cry in front of a weird Southern man who just told me all sorts of weird stuff about my body. I didn't learn how to write. So thank you, Grammarly, because you're making me the boss I gotta be to motivate my team to get out there. And, oh, man, you don't want to mess with them. Thanks, Grammarly. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
All right, do we have what's next?
What's next?
We got a lot of stuff.
There is a lot of stuff. We got the vaginal weightlifter.
Well, the thing about the vaginal weightlifters,
Jesus Christ. When you're please, not when you're talking about the vaginal weightlifting.
Right.
God damn it.
A bunch of stuff came up.
Yeah.
Now, there's a story. It's an old story, unfortunately. This got sent.
Not that old. 2 years.
It's more just I'm discovering the concept of vaginal weightlifting.
I didn't know anything about this till today.
I had seen it on the internet, but I did not know. Like, I had heard of vaginal weightlifting, but I did not really know, like, what it entailed. And this is a story that came from 2 years ago.
Yeah. So, like, does she have, like, two, like...
Do you see the picture?
Like, clips...
Do you not see the picture?
I see the picture, but I'm trying to figure...
So the way to describe it is that...
Is it her lips?
What you're looking at here...
Or is there like a rod in her and she's squeezing it with her muscles?
We're going to put this in social media. Can you please... If you see here, you notice how she has an item hanging out of her... She has an item hanging out of her choo-choo like she is a grandfather clock, right?
Yeah.
What she is doing right there...
It's like swinging from a rope.
What that is a yoni egg, which is what Gwyneth Paltrow uses. It is clenched... inside of her vaginal muscles.
So this isn't like... See, I was picturing like jumper cables hooked up to her lips and then she was just like stretching them out with a bowling ball.
No. What they do is they grip it. You see, she grips it with her vagina muscles and it seems... And so this was the story where this came from. A woman by the name of Kimberly Horlack, I believe that's how you pronounce it, that she was 50. She runs intimacy retreats, and she can lift with her privates. She attacked a census worker. This woman came in. She was a 6-year-old woman, and she attacked her. Here's a photo of the... You know what? I covered... This is where I recognize this woman. I showed this video on the stream once. This is a video of her carrying her own surfboard with her pussy to the beach. You have this other one where she's carrying a bunch of lemons. Good for her. But what we have... More so,
it's a lot easier than a surfboard.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
One's a warm up. So I started looking. And so I saw that the story was old and I was like, well, you know, this is not the same. But then all of a sudden I found that, and I looked up vaginal weightlifting. And then that took me to a term called vaginal kung fu, which has come up quite a bit. Now, I've noticed that it is good. Apparently, it's got nothing to do with fighting. It's got all to do with lifting things with your vagina.
Kung fu.
Yes. But I am also really afraid of how strong these vaginas are and will it hurt the penis?
Yeah, I don't need a vagina that can lift the surfboard.
This is a diagram. You see how it has a little weight with the line going all the way up inside of her vagina. Okay. What she does is that she shoves the anchor point all the way up into the top and then the weight dangles from the rope as it goes all the way out. Now, this is
Why does it fall out of her?
Because she's gripping.
So her vaginal wall muscles are very strong.
Yeah, buddy. According to this, would you have to do, I'm here to infuse more passion into your life in bed. This woman's horny as all get out. The woman that runs this, a woman runs...
To figure out you can do this.
I found another woman that
some
runs...
Dude dangling from the bottom of her. She's like, let me out. She's like, yeah, we're going to the police.
It's intense. But I found another vaginal kung fu master by the name of Kim Anami.
Okay.
And she, you could tell, I spent nearly a decade living off grid. From pirate boats off the coast of Vancouver to the wet, sultry jungles of Indonesia. It was there, caressed by the warm air, like an omnipresent lover, that I shed my pseudo-self and came into my life purpose. I gave myself a new name, Anami, Sanskrit for the unnameable one, the highest plane of God. In endlessness, I found my identity. It also symbolizes to me the idea that there's always another level to go to. Wow. And she puts weights in her vagina. Now, as you can see, she's holding that 5-pound weight with her vagina, and isn't that incredible? But she also wrote a musical. So this is a clip of the musical that Kim Anami wrote that is a celebration of all the powers of your vagina. And I think it's important because, is Women's Month over?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I'm angry about that. I think it should be Women's Year. You're welcome.
Well, she was... She assaulted this woman on the coming parade, whatever that means.
I think it's something Australian. Let's take a look at this song. Bunch of ladies laying in the grass. Touching each other's breasts.
Orgasmatopia.
Doesn't it sound like it, the way Eddie says it?
Orgasm hits her
like a train up a track.
Oh, she's a breathe singer. Mm.
Coming all through her.
Ooh.
Opening up.
Whenever I see a papaya, I'm just like, let me screw it.
Don't fuck a fruit.
No more hiding undercover. After a few pumps in bed, she did it with every lifting of her yoni egg.
See the...
Oh, there's the egg.
That's the egg.
I think it's a movie parody.
There's a rock. There's a rock.
This is not a parody, buddy.
Yeah. Kim Anami.
This is Florence and the Machine.
I think she is reread the lip.
So she's like a Weird Al.
That's what it is. It is the dog days are over. She's covering Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So you were right. That's how little we know about Florence.
Florence. Florence and the fucking machine. The numb days are over. It's because I'm certain that it works. I actually don't know. I'd love to know. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I've seen the jade egg. We've talked about the jade egg.
Kink shame, but
no, it's not. This is not kink. This is vaginal strength, friend. One of these women are going to be president.
Good thing?
One of these women is going to be a judge on a circuit court.
Yeah,
because she's looking at her vagina in the mirror. I think it's nice.
It's a prison move.
I don't look at my butthole in a mirror, but that's just because I'm saving myself. But we can stop this now. We can stop this in madness. And then but sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. Do you lift weights with your vagina? I would love to know. And I'd also love to know if you've used the yoni egg, what's it like?
Yeah.
Is it hurt?
I heard that she tied the 60-year-old woman to her yoni egg and dragged her down the street like a fucking rag doll.
That would be incredible. See, that's just film it. Film it. Show the rest of us. All right. I think we're at listener letters time.
But we have some more stories. I feel like that we should save for next week.
We have a lot of stuff.
There's some good shit in here we didn't get to.
Oh, yes. There's quite a bit of stuff. We have that. We have the
some
the
guy
drug
who,
made out of ground up human corpses.
Yeah.
And we've got that.
The judge's wife who shot the nephew.
For staying too long, which is incredible. It's a great story because, again, guests are horrible.
Yeah.
I hate having, even though I like that I can, I hate every second of it. Mm-hmm. I love saying you can stay at my house. I absolutely, utterly hate the reality of it.
Yeah.
So I could see where the woman's coming from by shooting the guy.
Yeah. Also, yeah, you got to, if you're staying at someone's house, you got to pick up your shit. You know, you got to bring groceries. You got to do some stuff.
Bring a gift.
People just show up and like expect to be waited on hand
and foot.
Bring
something to the house.
Absolutely. Yeah. And pick up your trash.
Yes.
I remember one time I had someone stay over my house and I watched them blow their nose and threw the tissue on the counter.
Infuriating.
Lose my mind.
Infuriating. All right. Well, let's get some emails. I am a 9/11 dispatcher. I am a 911 dispatcher for a county in New Jersey.
It's a difference.
It is. And I have a vulture story. About a year ago, we started getting 911 calls from motorists passing by a house in one of the towns we dispatch for. The callers were reporting hundreds of vultures on the property, all over the house, yard, and circling above. People were asking for the police to do welfare checks because someone had to be dead in the house or somewhere on the property. After numerous responses, an officer finally told us there's no problem at the house. The man that lives there just likes the company of vultures more than people. So he goes out to collect roadkill and brings it back home to his flock of vultures. We now have a note for the address. He's a chef.
Yeah.
We now have a note for the address to not send police for reports of vultures anymore. So they are nature's garbage collectors, and they are everywhere and apparently better company than humans.
Wow. So hide bodies at this guy's house.
Oh, yeah.
Cops ain't coming.
Can you imagine loving vultures? Because don't they only like reek of carrion as well?
They're ugly to look at.
Yes.
But if you're the buddies with them, you know, I'm friends with ugly people.
Hey, most of my friends are gross.
Yeah.
Now, we also got great responses about the brown note, the brown sound.
Oh, are you going to skip that you don't know shit about juice?
I'm going to save that for the stream. I'm going to save it for the stream. There is boiling in juice.
No, there isn't.
There is?
No, there isn't.
It's in there.
There is heating to 195 degrees, which is not a boiling
point. I'm saving for the stream. Okay? That's where juice conversations are. Juice conversations aren't here. They're on the stream. I got a lot of separate notes about the brown note, about the idea of a frequency weapon that can be used to make you shit your pants. And I got, it's all over, the responses I got were all over the place. Like, one is like saying the brown note definitely doesn't exist, and some people are saying it might have been debunked. There's some people saying that more so is that this type of directional energy weapon, that's like a sound-based weapon, would actually be difficult to direct, that it would have to be done very short, in a short span, like in a very close area.
You would almost have to, like, resign yourself to being a victim of it
a little
in
bit.
Order to use it.
But the biggest response I got back was the concept of, what if our soldiers don't particularly care if they shit their pants? We had this guy basically said, when it comes to large full-scale warfare, this is from one of our boys overseas, right? Mm-hmm. There's apparently a lot of shit in the military.
It's an army's worth of shit.
Yes, I know that there are diapers, because I did bring up the idea about tactical diapers last week as well. There are diapers, but they're not for pooping in. It's to save your dick and balls from IEDs. So they do wear them sometimes.
It's
if they're
more
on
a chastity belt.
Yeah, they wear that when they're on the patrol, when they're trying to go look for IEDs.
So they don't have to sit on their helmets anymore.
Yes. So they basically have new armored underwear, and it's apparently extremely uncomfortable.
I'd still wear it.
So here it goes. So I get... Yes, it helps. So with the American spirit of the modern day infantrymen would render a brown note weapon system completely useless. The following is good news that should inspire rather than concern. I can tell you right up front, no research, no studies, just pure exposure to boots on the ground infantrymen. They don't care if they shit their pants. A huge percentage of them have already shit their whole ass at the bar, home, strip clubs, restaurants, or even in training. Poop humor is a massive part of Army culture, and a successful BNWS attack on troops would only solidify camaraderie and boost morale. Infantry soldiers are often young, polite, maybe even meek or physically uninspiring, but similar to a colony of ants, they become one large organism of sheer intensity and blind operation, already fueled by monster energy drinks, a mental spank bank of dancing TikTok girls, fear of getting in trouble by superiors, and the constant pursuit of battlefield glory. A coordinated BNWS attack would only light a fuse of inspiration that would detonate a bomb of self-defecated, organized, and weaponized horde of young men who simply don't give a fuck. Our enemies know this. I would say few are as resilient in a pair of poop pants than the American infantrymen. And for this reason, and many more, Americans can peacefully sleep at night knowing that young men and women, diaperless, are selflessly prepared to answer nature's call and the call of duty.
Man, that guy is well written.
I love this letter.
Yeah.
My country tis of me.
I know football players piss themselves all the time.
Yeah, but that's for fun.
Yeah, but in the game, because you can't really go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you just got to piss.
And if you got to go, you got to go.
I've heard that.
Yeah. So let's do it.
That's also what my grandfather said right before he died.
Let's rock, man.
No, if you got to go, you got to go. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is the...
Oh, I got big news for you.
What?
Your girl's getting a divorce.
My wife?
Yes, guess
no!
What?
No! Yeah, she told you first?
Yes, the papers are here again.
Oh, fuck! Yes. I told you shouldn't be serving these.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard filed for divorce from husband Ryan Anderson 3 months after prison release.
I think the pressure was a lot for her. I think she might have been groomed by a man outside of jail for sexual congress outside of jail.
Maybe it's because he dyed his hair.
I think the bleach blonde hair is not a good look. He looks like Andrew Poonanan.
Yeah, TMZ coming in last minute, man, with this. Gypsy Rose Blanchard is making the split from her husband, Ryan Anderson, official as she just filed for divorce.
Yeah, she says that it was a lot. I think it was a lot for her all at once.
Yeah. So,
I think it was a lot for her.
Hopefully or she's anti-fat. Because that's a big husband. She's out of prison. She's got some fame. She's like, I got to ditch the fatty.
She's already trading up.
I think she's getting too big for her britches.
I have.
He's lucky she didn't kill him.
Yes.
We'll see.
You know who I think needs to get in there?
Who?
Like a fun old school guy like Simon Rex.
Simon Rex?
Brian Austin Green.
Yeah.
She needs a taste of Azeniel.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Simon Rex got the Red Rocket. Yeah.
Rosie and ex-fiance got matching tattoos following separation with husband. Oh, she went back to the ex? She went back to the guy that killed her mother?
A different ex that she met while she was in prison.
God bless her. Wow, she's busy.
Ken Urker. Awful. Awful
bad
name.
Bad name. You know,
they met up in New Orleans for dinner, tattoos and sightseeing.
I think that she just needs some time away from this. I hope that she takes some time away
from this. Dude, this fucking poor fat man. He went out, his whole family was just like, do not marry this woman.
I legitimately.
And he's like, I'm in love with her.
I know for a fact that next week we're going to get a message about how he's a fucking psychopath. I think that
he's
not a
nice guy. I mean, there's no way he's normal.
And this guy's old. The new guy's old. So this guy's also a manipulator. I think that she just needs to go away. He looks like Joe Gatto from The Impractical Jokers.
Who, the new guy?
The new guy, yes. Oh, okay. This is not good. It's not good. I just wish he should take some time, walk away from the spotlight. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Ryan got super argumentative with her, apparently, as well.
Yeah,
she's divorcing him.
Yeah, I think that it's different when you're wooing I'm not going to say dimension.
Also, marriage is hard, Gypsy Rose.
Marriage is hard.
Sometimes you got to work through it. Sometimes you got to argue.
You can't
hate don't argue are crazy.
You already killed your mother, okay? So you can't get out of every argument that way, but killing everybody. Mm-hmm. All right? So we'll figure out how this goes. We'll see. I think that she's cruising for bruises. So live every day. Oh, God, you can't marry the first guy you meet when you're out of jail. I think that you got to live every day knowing you're working.
She got married while she was in jail.
I know. I think that you should live every day knowing that, you know, there's plenty of fish in the sea, especially once you're out of the fishbowl and back in the water. You know, and you got to love the fact that you get all different types of fish, and it's not just the fish you're used to. You know, it's not just the fish you just were talking to behind a bunch of plate glass. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of new free fish, bunch of new fun, successful, eyes on the open road fish that are going to maybe help you. You know what I mean? And then you can laugh at that fish. As long as that fish has got money, help you later on in life. And help you kind of get used to a normal life outside of prison because you are probably kind of messed up from that process.
Oh, it kind of looks like they're just plugging the Lifetime show.
Yeah, yeah. I think that she's
even
that.
Ryan was like, you know, you can see, I don't want to talk about it, but you can see it all on the Lifetime show.
Yeah, he literally just, it was all for the show, yeah.
Yeah.
So she might, I think she needs a break. And I hope that she gets her break.
I don't think she's going to, considering she's on a Lifetime show.
Yes.
About this. Yes. She did. It was all for entertainment.
Yes. Very much so.
I think the divorce was written.
It might have been. Yes, it seems that she is doing a form of social media acting out. But that is her liberty.
Absolutely.
As a free American.
Mm-hmm.
She's allowed to make a spectacle of herself. That's the American dream.
Do you still love her?
I was never attracted to her.
I didn't say you were attracted to her. You can love someone you're not attracted to. I'm not talking about sex love. I'm talking about
I've never been
love.
A fan.
I love you. I'm not attracted to you.
Thank God. I've never been a fan of her.
Oh, I thought you were. You talk about her so much.
Natalia Grace.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a fan of Natalia Grace.
Technically, yeah. I would say I'm a great.
I like
Grace
her work.
Head. Yeah. I'd hang out with Natalia Grace.
For sure.
We hang out, smoke some, fucking rip some butts.
Hell
I'd smoke
yeah.
cigarettes again and hang out with Natalia Grace.
That's a goal.
Right?
That's
get a fresh pack of Camel Lights. Natalia Grace, big gulp, hanging out.
The problem
eating
is
some
she
nachos.
Gets caught with those cigarettes. She's going to have to finish the whole pack.
Hey. I think she'd like it. She's a smoker. I think she's a smoker. Well, go check out patreon.com/lastpodcastontheleft if you want to watch us talk. And you can go to twitch.tv/LPNTV to watch all our things on Twitch.
Yep.
We have other things coming up soon.
Side Stories Live.
Side Stories Live.
May 9th at the Masonic, part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
Come check us
9:45
out.
9:45 p.m.
Yes. We are going to figure out new stuff for the road.
Yeah. So
it's going to be fun.
Hang out with us. We're going to have a good time. We're going to fucking try some new shit. We're going to have a friend stop by. And so I'm super pumped.
I can't fucking wait.
And
truly, what a beautiful space, too.
I mean, the Masonic.
So much fun. Yeah. And you just go and get high in the graveyard right before the show, which is one of my favorites. It's one of the best.
Go see Joey Ramone. Go, you know.
Blow smoke in his face, man.
Leave a cigarette for Judy Garland. These are things you can do before you come to our show.
But then the problem is the birds come and they start smoking.
The peacocks?
And birds get fucking cancer and it's sad. I don't want to give a bird cancer. And you go to lastpodcastonleft.com for all of the rest of our live show tickets. Go check us out on JK Ultra, our new tour. We are going to various cities in North America and Australia.
And London.
And London.
And Reykjavik. Two shows in London, one in Reykjavik.
So why don't you get out there and get them tickets, okay? And again, I'm not accepting any more corrections until you send me the correction with the ticket confirmation number in the email. You can correct me on any piece of information, pronunciation, so, but you have to send me a picture of the ticket you have purchased, and then I will respond.
You're just doing this so you can be wrong more.
Yeah, and sell tickets.
This is great. It's actually a great marketing ploy.
Yeah, because I'm wrong a lot.
Hell yeah. Suck it, you fucks.
Hail Satan. Misinformation's awesome.
Hail, who's good today?
No one.
No one.
No one was good today.
Hail the Greg Locke's meth dealer.
What about me? Yeah, Greg, he's busy. Yeah. And think about all the times they had to sit and listen to this fucking guy. It's the only time when the dealer's not the annoying one. You know? Bye for now!
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.